Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Last a Saturday morning with sense.
Good morning.
Balanced speech. And we always don't make the people go in bacchanal. Make them read. Make
That's
them
right.
think.
That's
and
right.
always remember who walk away with the bag of money. Always the winner. Sometimes we don't like to hear the truth. But Afro Raymond, you must come every Saturday and educate with people. And then they say, time to stop saying that stupidness and give the money to the church while the other people get rich. Them are the lawyers, the doctors, the engineers, the controllers of the country. And we the talking bacchanal. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Benoit and Mr. Raymond.
Good morning to you, ma'am.
Voltaire has a saying, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you're not allowed to criticize. And, you know, I think, I mean, very interesting discourse this morning. But, John, as we look at Jack Warner, as the opposition leader focuses on Jack Warner, as the PNM Youth League focuses on Jack Warner, and all organizations in this country focus on Jack Warner, Mr. Raymond spoke about in depth about CLICO this morning. And you have one man in this country, and I will not get off this, one man, who got $10 million of taxpayers' money, who is now a minister in government. And yes, we are hearing justification that he has worked and he has turned around the FCB. That's Lawi Hawaii. And it seems that no one, there's a certain group of people in this country that cannot be criticized. And we saw Jack Warner go to meet some of them yesterday. We know that they called Mr. Manning in just before the election, but yet still we continue the pedantics on the ground. And I think when you have yesterday alone, 100 persons were retrenched, 100 persons, a man is getting $10 million. But we continue to talk about things that is really, at the end of the day, yes, I hear about procurement and all of that. But yes, I hear about the building, the highway, and all of those things. But when you have tens of thousands of people who have sacrificed for this country, and as we look at the 50 years, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of people who cannot even make ends meet, they have sacrificed, the government promised them $3,000, and they lied. And one man, Lawi Hawaii, is taking home $10 million, and he's now the Minister of Finance in this country. It seems as if we cannot speak about him because he's in the 1%, that elite group, and the 99% of the population who are eking out a living. You're hearing cost of inflation has gone up to 12%. We can't say anything about these untouchable people. The time is going to come when that whole system of corporate greed will topple over. And if we continue playing games and touching things that they want us to talk about, the masses of the people will be the ones in as Brother Valentino, you said his birthday is in the next few days, John.
Yes.
Trinidad is a paradise. He said, I hear my sister talking about a revolution day. That there's going to be a change.
Okay.
We need to wake up. Thank
and
you,
birds, guys. Birds that fly high soon
yes,
come
sir.
Down to die. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day,
you
guys.
Too.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Bye-bye. Said a lot.
I was trying to figure out when she was speaking about people who went to meet with Jack Warner yesterday. Who was that?
No. Yesterday on I saw the news that Jack Warner, the guy who, a businessman, I knew him very well, who was attacked the day before and shot the guy. And Jack Warner went to. I saw Doma president took Jack there, and I hope Jack can get tired up and let Doma president make him a puppet around the tongue. You know, Sam, because Doma president too, he has his own agenda. You see, there's so much I just want to say, man. But I try to be careful sometimes because, you know, like, just put me in the office and warn me sometimes and say, you know, we know your feel, but you have to behave this way and that way. Mm-hmm. And you seem pure games, Afra, mm-hmm. to fool the people mm-hmm. and fool the people. I just want to tell Mr. Jack Warner something. The Ministry of Works and Transport, sir, when he used to walk to open roads and pave roads and whatever it is, the Ministry of National Security is a different place, you know, sir. It's not the same. So to walk wrong in the community and walk wrong here and there and so forth, we have to be careful. When you're walking, you're going to meet with them, chat with them. Mm-hmm. You mustn't go as a bully mm-hmm. in the community because you want to know what's happening in the town. You want to know about the crime. Mm-hmm. Don't go as a badger and who and where is the other day. It's time more to come. Jack Warner,
It had people used to behave just like you. And they're no longer wrong. It's just a matter of time. We want superpower, Jack Warner. Because the time going to come when we'll say in this country, former minister, former FIFA, former used to be, was, no longer is. And that's the reality. So if you want to be a good national security minister, so you have to come down and meet the people. You can't be hitting up on the police all in the media all the time. But the police this and the police. No, Jack Warner, that is not the role of a national security minister. And the latest child going to school could tell you that. Because when we talk about bullying, education ministry, bringing down a woman or whoever it is, some company, to $2 million to teach manners.
Manners,
yeah. And about bullying and thing. There is bullying in the government. There is bullying in the government.
Yes.
And that is taking place. So when you want a minister want to bully a police or bully the police service, or you want to bully the commissioner of police, and all you want to continue going on and on, it don't look good, it don't sound good. I mean,
a good example is worth 1,000 words.
I mean, Jack Warner might be a very nice fella, he might be a nice. When Jack Warner talk about, I hear Jack Warner talking about crime and this and the laws and laws. Jack Warner, you might mean well. And I honestly believe you mean well, you know. But to save your face, pay the footballers their money. Pay them and get out of the way. And you continue doing your job as a minister. Deal with the footballers. Deal with them. Because I listening yesterday morning on Morning Edition, and I hearing is Jamal Chabaz. I think he was talking about crime and football and whatever it is. If you want to save the community from crime and so forth, what happened to football Trinidad and Tobago? Where is the Minister of Sports in football of Trinidad and Tobago? What's happening? If you go in any community, Afra, you will see who playing cricket, who playing football, who doing some of the sporting activities. And if you take it away from the people in the community, like the communities who dealing with drugs and whatever it is, remove the drugs, put football, Jack Warner, put football. And the robots, put cricket. And you might get less crime. John Sandy. I hold nothing up for John Sandy. But I know John Sandy used to go and take a little walk quietly with all the media in different communities. On a Wednesday, on a Thursday, he and his advisor, Roy Augustus,
yeah.
He used to go and talk to the people, the young one in the community, and quietly they were trying to help them. And I'm saying, if we mustn't go and try to be a bully. But try to assist. Martin Joseph is looking like a king today.
And that's to tell you. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Martin Joseph is a champion today.
Yeah.
No, when you get a song.
Yeah, man.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, sometimes I feel, you know, we're not analyzing these things properly. You know,
Before you go, let's say hello, good morning to Afra. For me, I know you mentioned John Wayne Neston, but there's a guest in studio.
Oh, yeah, and your guest. Okay. And your guest. Good morning, sir.
Right.
Listen, you see the Larry Hawaii thing? I concern about the bank itself, because we have to remember that Lenny Sate also got a $10 million. And I want to know, how come this bank is so generous with our money? My father, God rest his soul, right, God to the grave, getting 10 cents on the dollar coming out of that bank. And they had a $10 million when Lenny was going into parliament, right, to give he. And now they have a next $10 million. I concern about the workings at that bank.
Stop. Hold on. I mean, I said here many times, I read in papers long time, I'm following the politics long time. And Afra could correct me here if I'm wrong. Or maybe you could correct me. We talk about Lenny Sate. We're talking now about Larry Hawaii. But there was a senior lawyer who borrowed money from FCB years ago. A comment of mine? Caller?
No,
Afra? Yeah, a senior lawyer.
Bruce broke up, yeah.
Who borrowed money?
Yeah.
Right.
Who borrowed money?
So
I want to believe the senior lawyer went and buy a building, if I'm not wrong. And the same FCB was renting from the senior lawyer at that time. Mm-hmm. I called nobody name and he didn't pay back the bank the money.
They don't pay it back. No, so I want to know what is going on with that bank and that management that I think they, right? That government, this government, I concerned because I have money there. I know for a fact my father lost all the money there. He had 10 cents on the dollar. Right? Okay.
But $10 million, my friend. $10. If they offer me $10 million to come and join the party and to be a minister.
No, well, you know, they ain't gonna say it so, right? Yeah. And I'm sure they're gonna justify, you know, the terms of service, his runs and all this kind of thing, and plus some, you know, so a little bonus and so on. All right? Okay? It is exorbitant in this climate, all right? I say that you can't get a man nothing, you know, but it's his concern. But then we have to be careful and understand where the criticism should be placed. Look, the Jaguana issue, all right? You know, I was happy, although I don't like how, you know, people attack the man, right? But, you know, when my concern started to raise, when I hear SAT supporting him.
Yeah.
I see something here ain't right.
It's fishy.
I never heard this gentleman defend any African person, any issue, knowing his stance. And I don't give him wrong, defend the people, fight for your people, do all you want for your people. But anyway, so it caused that have me wondering, like, is a move that have me confused, right? Okay?
Okay, sir.
Judging from the brother day, you know what I mean? If you're going to lose money, we have to analyze it and see if, you know, what is the pros and cons with this? What is the cost benefit value here? Mm-hmm. All right? So a few acres of land or something, plant by the side of the highway.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Views on caller. Hello?
Well, you're really raising an important question about how the state enterprises are managed and the intersection, and there's an intersection between the state enterprises and the working of government itself. The example with Mr. Hawaii could be an example of that. I mean, I really didn't look into it in detail. I saw the thing about the $10 million. But FCB has always been a very interesting story because the gentleman was referring to his dad losing money and getting 10 cents on the dollar. That refers to the loss of shareholder value when the three banks, the three failed institutions were merged. You know, and there's a further irony in his story because he referred to the senior lawyer who borrowed the money, who didn't pay back the money, who bought a building that the bank was renting, and the irony in it, because history is rich in irony, and the irony in it is that that building is now the headquarters of the Ministry of National Security.
Is minister is now the minister.
It's now the ministry's head office.
So it's
got some irony in it, But I expect there'll be a lot more comment on the $10 million payment to Mr. Hawaii in the weeks to come, because we have a lot of hardship going on at the moment, and that kind of thing, particularly given the whole atmosphere that financial institutions have failed, that kind of thing is bound to excite feelings of envy and feelings that it is unfair. Having said that, so FCB is a bank that has performed. Mm-hmm. FCB has actually performed very well in terms of comparison to the other banks and so on. It's been an outstanding performance. That is without question, you know.
But when FCB perform, mm-hmm. yes. But then when there are people coming into FCB now who may not have an idea how to run things in the bank, or understand how the bank has been run, yes, for all them years, and they come in on the bank to carry out the agenda or agendas of certain people, yes, in government,
yes,
the bank will fall apart.
It could be.
Because, yeah, I mean, information that received, that there are people who are there crying out the agenda of certain people.
Okay.
And when a minister could tell a person who up in a big position in a company and under drinks, you say to them, listen, forget your ethics, forget your principle. I don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It's we time now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is and let me use it, is an East Indian talking to an East Indian. Mm-hmm. But you see, I always say, people have a saying, they'll say, all Indian is Indian. And I just say, people is people.
Mm-hmm. I prefer the second one.
Right?
Well, go on, yeah.
And the gentleman said to the lady, forget your ethics, forget your principle. I want you to hire we people, mm-hmm. we kind,
mm-hmm.
and make sure and put them in place. Hire up to the tea lady, the cleaner, get in position, and let them get out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you could say that, and the manager who came, who talked that, who mentioned it, she didn't want nothing from me. She had nothing to gain. But when you hear that,
And you watch the individual, and you know that is the individual style. You see how he operates, and that is his language most times. Mm-hmm. You get worried in a country like this. Mm-hmm. Trinidad and Tobago. Mm-hmm. And before we wrap up, I want to deal with Tobago with you in a short. Trinidad and Tobago. Why we must feel less as citizens of this country when we work hard to build it. I played a song from Winston Peters this morning, Gypsy. And the song I played was Yesterday Children, dealing with all those who work hard as policemen, doctors, teachers, mm-hmm. postman, mm-hmm, whatever mm-hmm. it is, postwoman, whatever.
Yes.
Who build this place. And we must show respect mm-hmm. to who build this place.
Yeah.
Because yesterday children are the elders of today. Today's children will be the leaders of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then they'll become to be the elders down the road. And we have to pass the battle on and yeah. on and on.
Yeah.
What we're going to do? We're going to let a small bunch of people mash up Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
We're going to let a cabal mash up this country because yeah. of what? Because of the mentality. Mm-hmm. And a young man who get a position because he's a young man, he don't know, eye from the elbow. Having a degree and a master's and a bachelor and whatever it is, don't make you a man, you know. And I'm saying to you, Trinidad and Tobago, the red, white, and black, this country, I'm a patriot. Mm-hmm. And I know, despite they say you ain't born in Trinidad and Tobago, you're a patriot.
I grow here, yeah.
And being a patriot, you have to defend your country. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't let five people sit along in a government to try to make things, to mash up this place. I always say, and I say this publicly already, the prime minister of this country, I honestly believe, she means well.
Mm-hmm.
She may have her issues. Different issues. She encouraged certain things. But here she is as a woman, sitting around X amount of men, who looking for the piece of flesh or the piece of fish, who looking for pork, who looking for whatever they're looking for. She back against a wall. And if a man believe then, if he ain't give me that, remember I have so and so on here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What choice?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She had to go in a corner and go in a hole and sit and relax and play with your grandchildren
mm-hmm.
and let them run the country in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
This government, there are good people in the government who want to work for Trinidad and Tobago and build this place. And if you agree with me, please say.
Absolutely.
If you don't, tell
absolutely.
Me. Do you want to work to build this place a better place?
Yeah, some of them do.
But yeah. there are those who just bent on mashing up this place.
Yeah. Now, John, let me say something to you. Why I agree with you when you say people is people. You started off talking about some people who say Indian. Indian will always be for Indian.
Yeah.
And you said you believe people is for people.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at that story you told, I'm assuming that it's all the facts are correct.
Mm.
And you told about a minister talking to somebody in the bank and saying to hire a certain sort mm-hmm. of person and so on. What I think about that is that person, who the minister obviously thought they could confide in, came and spoke with you. So that says to me, looking at it, that says to me that there's a certain amount of conscience and there's a certain amount of sense that is present in the situation that we can't deny, you know. So I'm not hopeless about the situation. The situation is one where we have to keep working. Okay, as you say, we can't allow a small number of people to destroy our homeland. We have to keep working, and we have to keep working to stabilize the situation, bring order to the situation, so we have an opportunity to come out of what's coming at us, because we're heading into a serious situation here. A very serious situation.
You know, Johnny O'Halloran, you mm-hmm. might know more than
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
There are those who pack their bags and run away.
Mm-hmm.
There are those who went, he used to live Valsin. And I remember some money was missing and he went away
yeah,
and the passport, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Can't remember his name now. He's deceased now.
Yes.
There are those who ran away and went away. And there's those who will seek protection from other places, other countries.
Mm-hmm.
We as a people in Trinidad and Tobago must open our eyes. Forget the PNM, forget the UNC, forget the COP, and start to deal with country.
Mm-hmm.
Start to deal with Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
And if you must be man enough to say to a minister, I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
While I support your party and I support this party, I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
At least you take a stand up for your children, your grandchildren, your children. You make a stand. But if you ain't saying nothing,
and you're only collecting and you tell yourself you're good because you're riding in a well, I can't drive and things. What is them big vehicles and things that they have? Mm-hmm. All them fancy vehicles. It does only last for a short time.
Silence is the enemy of progress. That's the reality.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mr. Atoweman.
Afro.
And good morning to you, Mr. Benma.
Morning, sir.
Well, I heard what the young lady had was to say. Yes, we should deal with the Hawaii situation. But John and Mr. Rayman,
yes,
we cannot, I repeat, we cannot afford for the separation of powers to be dwindled away in this country. Mm-hmm. When you have a Minister of National Security under the background of, as one caller deemed to be, could go and say that I ain't seen nothing yet and was there present in a demolition of a camp with protesters, what else could happen? Probably John Bender could be raided now in the studio. You see, people taking this thing trivial, and some people want to defend Jack Warner. Yes, I would defend him. Racial spore against him. I against that. I would not. But why Jack Warner ain't paid it for ballers? If he want to be so good, why he hadn't been to Levantin when some of the little black boys get killed? And see now, and these are things we have to look at. And I'm not against nobody defending Jack because I would defend him to the world if I believe that somebody come to try to assassinate him or something like that. I don't think that is the reason. But Jack Warner must know the boundaries that he must cross.
Caller.
Yes.
Caller, let's just say to you, Jack Warner is a citizen of this country. Jack Warner may make certain mistakes, however it is you are done with football and however it is. And as I always say to people, I ain't no footballer. I ain't know much about that. But I will defend Jack Warner as a citizen of this country. And Jack Warner, I honestly believe, to mean well, you know. Jack Warner did a lot for Trinidad and Tobago. I put Trinidad and Tobago on the map. All that is good. But they cannot be given one way, doing something good one way, and destroying on the other side.
Exactly.
And I'm saying that Jack Warner is now the Minister of National Security. Ah, but the ice cream man passing.
Yeah, that's far away from me.
Yeah. So I'm saying he's the Minister of National Security. He must understand his role and function. Fix the footballers the money. Even Jack Warner. Even exactly. Even Jack Warner, who owe the footballers, even Jack Warner or whatever buddy. Well, you pay the footballers. And when Jack talk now, and you hear Jack talking, you see the Minister of National Security talking. But when Jack talk now, man saying, but he talking about crime, he involving crime, he ain't pay the footballers the money.
And you see, John, it's further than that. You see, according to the luminaries and them, I'm not an attorney, but I saw an attorney saying, yes, he had the prerogative to do that, but he should have stopped there. What and why the priority he took?
Who's the attorney? Who's the attorney?
Well, it had many of them.
But who's the attorney said that?
I saw Israel Khan.
I thought Israel Khan?
Yeah. Well, he said that.
You sure you see Israel Khan say that?
Yes, I mean.
Israel Khan said that? The Israel Khan
said he should have stopped when he called the police,
yeah,
and also the army. He should not have been there. In other words, he was saying
Israel Khan,
there are other things that he could do. But he should not have made it present there.
Israel Khan said that?
Yes.
And what did the AG said?
The AG said he was right to be there to protect the soldiers.
Have a good morning. I just asked you that to really hear the foolishness we just hear in this country.
Yes, I understand you, John.
All right, brother.
Good morning to you, Mr. Roman.
Good morning.
I would like to get it on to you.
Okay.
You remember me yet?
No.
Renegade Spaniard.
Of course, Mr. Spaniard. Right. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I thought we'll take two more calls here and we'll end off with the song. And I just want you to know the part one because you have so much here in your head, I need to cut some more. You know what?
Those are.
I know after this, you had to go across. So.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, gentlemen, both.
Good morning.
What I'm saying, while the magicians through their sleight of hand and razzle dazzle, how the people looking on the right, you know, they misdirect you. True magician thing. You know, Mr. Pandey slipped through on the left with the London Bank of Kong business, he get off. You know, I would vote for MSG if they have one thing on the manifesto to investigate politicians, charge them, detain them, even if it's just a set of precedent for righteousness, the ones who come in after must not be able to believe that they can just go there and take money. I find it's time politicians start making some serious jail. That's the only way they could set the country straight. You see, they start that talk, I mean, only beating around the bush on English and and they keep doing the same thing over and over and getting away. There's some waiting in the wings right now to go and do the thing too.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me.
We need them to get jail.
Wait a minute. Wait, wait in the wings. In the PNM to come?
In everybody, all
oh, in the same thing, itself, you know?
That people in the country, I tell you, that people be talking philosophy. And as they talk money, they start to get nervous and shake. You understand? They're weak. It's just, everybody's just going to bleed the country. I watching that all over, all around this. Same thing. Look at what they're saying. The bottom line, they come out the teeth. This Larry Hawaii, if you sit down and you watch this PB party over 2 years and you take your natural senses and join them, I had to watch you suspiciously. Something had to be wrong with you.
I just want to say this here.
Yeah?
Caller?
Yeah.
Remember back then we hear about some big names. I remember Dupre was in a yellow shirt. Green, he was attending excellent, working on a platform with the UNC. We had Dupre. We have other people who went ahead. If now is Larry Hawaii time, so be it.
No, that's what I'm talking so about. You see this so be it? I'd set up with that so be it.
Well, I hear that because there's somebody.
Against salary.
There's somebody again coming, you know. There's somebody again coming.
That's
why
I tell you, I will vote for the MSG.
If the PNM come into office tomorrow, it will be the same thing. They'd have somebody waiting in line to do the same thing.
Yeah, listen to me, John. Because they're not stopping them. The president has not been set. No politician in make no 20 years yet.
That will never happen in this country, boss.
What do you mean never happen?
Hold on.
John, and Cola and John.
Yes, sir.
Let me answer you now. That is my agenda. I would like to know at the end of this piece of work, and it's a piece of work I'm doing now for a considerable period of time, I would like to know for at the end of this period of work, some person pays the full penalty in law.
You have to
for
say
white
the president
crime.
Must set it, otherwise it
you're talking about crime? I don't want to talk about the normal definition of crime, murder and rape and robbery. I want to talk about
everything
crime when people lose their money, when money is stolen, corruption.
Yeah.
I want one of those people to go to jail. And more to the point, I want them to disgorge. So all of the assets they have, the land and their apartments,
from them.
Sell it to put back the
That's
money.
That's right.
That
and
is when
we, do that.
We would start on a path to restore
right,
certain things
because
in this
nobody
country.
Want to talk
that is my agenda.
You're right, because everybody run away from violence. Nobody want no violence. You know, sugar laws have a calypso. You say what? Rebellion to a tyrant is honor to God, you know?
Yeah, that calypso.
And we like, we don't know
sugar
that.
Sugar laws, you say?
You could sing it?
Sugar laws. Somebody played that the other day. We named Darian. And that's what I did. Somebody okay. Words anything.
All right, brother.
Rebellion to a tyrant, yes? Hmm. Later.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Honor to God.
Yeah, man. Listen to this, Afra.
Mm-hmm.
The visually impaired people, should I say the disabled?
Mm-hmm.
They went on a mantra and camping with the disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me use the term. They say I mustn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say old people, mm-hmm. you must get the point I'm making.
Aged.
The old people.
Yeah.
They went out with the disabled. Disabled people crying out now, quietly. Visually impaired. Crying out quietly certain things. And I'm saying to whoever is the minister, you ain't doing your job. You're making the government look bad. The government made me do well, you know. But one bad apple, you agree to spoil the bunch?
Mm-hmm.
One bad apple, two. If all you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, you hear the partnership, the UNC, the COP.
Mm-hmm.
You tell, I mean, when I listen to a man like Prakash
Ramada.
He's out. But I ask myself sometimes, where this man really going? He really want to be a leader in this country? He really want to be a prime minister in this country? Akash, who are you fooling? You ain't fooling nobody. And in wrapping up,
mm-hmm.
when you say certain things, and let me get the message out. When you talk about the PNM and those who operating like children in the PNM, because you talk about them, they want to get vexed. And they want to talk to you and who's saying what and who went on our Facebook and put up a set of foolishness on our Facebook. I'll say again, there are people in the People's National Movement right now who waiting for this government to fall along, to go inside to the to be in charge, to do the same thing, more or less. And who vexed because I say that, so be it. But that is the reality.
Mm-hmm.
All politicians, they are friends. The politicians in the UNC and the COP and the PNM, they are friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So when you call it and you want to defend your PNM and with that COP, they are friends.
Yeah.
They eat and drink and lime together. Mm-hmm. Some of them have business together. And they fool you. They fool Tom. They go try to fool me. They go try to fool you.
They won't fool me, no.
Right? But they are friends. And somebody wants something from somebody. And Benoit, bring the evidence. The evidence is going to come. When this place had a shake, I hope a little answer, you know. Because these are serious times. Minister does come, minister does go. Government does come, government does go. And as you talk so, I don't hear already the PP giving money to come and battle the PNM on a Saturday morning. I hear the PP giving money to battle the PNM on a Saturday morning. Who minister have in my back pocket already? I hear Gypsy just give my salary when the money come. I hear Gypsy give my salary. I hear Joni Williams give me a house. Mm-mm. And I could go on and on with different stories. As you talk out, they tell you, Joni Williams get a house for me. Joni Williams, but I just say, but what again they're going to say? But as Saint told you, you must face the facts and face the reality. Because when all you feel, all you end, I play a song, yes, get them. Get the government licks. But you talk about the PNM again, vex. All you face the reality that all is not well inside the People's National Movement. All is not well inside the COP. All is not well inside the UNC. And all may not be well inside the MSJ too, because you know why? Up to now, they don't know who's going to be Prime Minister. Because one body is saying, David Abdullah. And somebody is looking in the direction of somebody else. So the power and politics in this country has come down to that. Who have more corn, feed more fowl. Maybe it was so before. I born, mm-hmm. but I lived now, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
As I live, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will talk because I have two children. Belongs to this country. And they have to live here. And if today or tomorrow they decide to take me out, my spirit will live on. I'll still be around because somebody out there will talk like me and operate like me to fix what's supposed to be fixed. And I admire you in Africa. Now, I may have my little views on you, and I will deal with you face-to-face when we talk, or when we meet in a program, we go trash it out. Because I feel that there's certain things that you shouldn't have done before, because you're supposed to know better, because you seem to be an elder.
Okay.
And you all went through, you walk a certain road. And I'm saying to you, next time, check self, whoever is to come. Mm-hmm. If you send me to the MSJ tomorrow, they must understand we have to deal with Afariman. Nah, we ain't making joke with that man. You must understand his seriousness. So when I set you this, when I walk into that room for the meeting with JCC, other than Mr. Riley, you were the most important man because you were the man with the voice out there long before. And if they had to take out anybody, they could take you out. And when I say take out, I'm not talking that. You are a very important man. Continue your journey. Do what you have to do. But in your whole motion, I'm asking you, please study the elders, study the children of this nation,
mm-hmm.
study disabled people, study who can do better for themselves. Because I understand in two ministries, real millions of dollars gone. Prime Minister afraid to talk. Prime Minister can't take it. Prime Minister under pressure. Real million dollars the car come for. Somebody asking if it's a direct deposit. Money gone. And people operating normal.
Normal.
And then what we say at the end of the day, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Like how I take getting $10 million. Well, what about those? We know about Larry. What about those who don't get the 10, 20, 15, 30, 40 already? Who don't buy houses in Canada already? Who don't go and buy house? I don't have shame out, yeah? Leave on this note. Afro, what do you wish? Tom, you have anything to say?
Maybe.
All right. Afro, I'll give you the last word. You go ahead.
Thanks for having me on the show, Citadel. Thank you, John Wayne Benoit. Mm-hmm. Listeners, thanks for your attention. It was a pleasure being here. I'll be happy to come back. Okay?
Yeah, you'll be right there. You are, I mean, you ought to be
Your hair is, you have too much hair in your hair. I had to cut you some more. You.
Yeah. Don't die, yeah? No, don't want to die, yeah?
You
don't
want
to
die?
Yeah. For him, but this one man who would never die. Great to the end.
But I want to say thanks, though.
Kaiso.
I want to give you a merchant.
Merchant, yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty more Kaiso to be played, and in the weeks to come, we're going to play it because the station will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of independence. We're doing our part, and I ask you too, as a citizen of this country, do your part. If you if you had to plant a flag in front of your house, if you're not a Baptist, you're not a Orisha, and you need to plant a flag, plant the red, white, and black.
Yeah.
Put that flag up by your house. Be a patriot. Stand up for your country. Tell the government of this country what time it is.
Yes.
Whether you support the COP, UNC, PNM, tell the government of this country what time it is. Because our nation is very important. In Merchant Song, he said the country need to know more than ever. One of his songs.
Thank you.
Afra, all the best.
Good.
As we get set to give you the merchant as we leave.